They're celebrating 25 years at Comerica Park. A man who's been to over 1,000 games at the ballpark, Jeff Rieger, is in with us. He's famous for his lists. He has the top 10 moments in the history of Comerica Park. We have 5 of the 10. We have phone calls to get to. Just reset what's already been named.
All right, already named Maglio's walk-off going to the World Series. Jared Weaver, Carlos Guillen is number 5. JD off the IL is number 7. Rajay Davis, Super Slam is 8. And Carlos Guillen at 3:30 in the morning is 9.
All right, let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, good morning.
Hey, Nolan.
Good morning, guys. Morning. There's two I was debating between, but I'm going to go with a little one I think is better. The 2012 Tigers getting sent to the World Series, beating the Yankees. That's my pick.
Oh, you know what? I didn't throw that on there because they swept the Yankees.
It was anticlimactic.
It was very anticlimactic. It is very good, though. I mean, that's a big
call,
game, yes.
But Mags was the suddenness and the newness, and it was kind of expected. Hey, this team's on a march to the World Series.
Delman Young was the AL MVP or ALCS MVP.
MV Tree.
Yeah.
Let's get to Matt in West Bloomfield. Matt, you're on 97.1.
All right. Hi, guys. I think I got it. I could sing the song for you. It would goes like this. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Kenny Rogers.
Enough of my bad singing. The Gambler versus the Yankees, the first playoff game at Comerica Park.
October 7th, 2006, Tigers beat the Yankees in game 4, 8-3, and the Tigers moved on to the second round. Remember, Jeremy Bonderman got the win. It was Joel Zamaya and Kenny Rogers celebrating, beating the Yankees, pouring champagne on Detroit cops. Do you not remember this? Costa doesn't seem to remember this.
I mean,
Michigan beat Michigan State that day, 31-13, and nobody gave a damn. They beat Derek Jeter and the Yankees to move on to take on the A's. I got that at number one. It was the greatest celebration.
Oh, that's your number one?
Absolutely.
Mag sending him to the World Series is behind that.
No, that you beat the Yankees. Dude, they swept
What's
the
What's more
A's.
Important, beating the Yankees
no.
or going to the World Series?
They 2-4-8. Swept the A's.
Come on.
They swept the A's. You knew they were going to win that series. This was game 4. If they didn't win game 4, there was going to be a game 5 back at Yankee Stadium.
I don't have the time to fight with you. I want to finish the list.
No, you're irritating me. This is the right call.
It's the wrong call.
You guys don't you question me.
I'm sorry. It's Rieger's list, and I said I'd be complimentary. Let's get back
so
to the people.
Mean.
Scott in Roseville. Scott, help us out.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, this is Scott. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, it's got to be Miguel Cabrera's 3,000 breaking record.
Dude, I didn't have room for him.
What?
I didn't have room for him. He deserves it. No question about it. A couple years ago against the Colorado Rockies in game 1 of a doubleheader. 3,000
yeah,
hits.
Yeah, that should be number one.
Yeah, I not number one. Come on. No, when you hear my other ones, you'll understand. I didn't have room.
That was part of a doubleheader. I think they went 13-1.
Yes, and it's funny because a lot of people were late for game 1 because the crowds were so insane trying to see Miggy's 3,000th hit.
Let's get to Scott in Clinton Township. Scott, good morning.
Morning, guys. Much like you, Costa, I'm disgusted by Rieger's
I'm disgusted one. By you, Scott.
But I take you back, gentlemen, to June 2nd, 2010. And the 28-out perfect game.
Colorado.
Yeah, I got it at 6.
6, all right.
Yeah,
not just the ending and obviously the blown call, but I think a lot of people forget the basket catch in center field.
Oh, by Grant Anderson.
Save it.
I'm sorry, by Austin Jackson. When Rod Austin Allen Jackson. Said, Austin Jackson!
Yep. And then, I don't want to dive too deep, but on the what-ifs, he was out by a mile, but they just showed that replay on, I think it was E60 or 30 for 30 or something. And boy, Cabrera really ranges and cuts off the second baseman. I just wonder what would happen if he stays at first.
Who was the Indian? Who was the Indian?
Yeah.
Who was the Indian?
I don't know.
You don't
Jason
remember?
Jason Donald.
Jason Donald. There you go. Yes. So that's 6.
Okay. Let's get to Travis and Temperance. Travis, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Travis.
For me, it has to be Miguel Cabrera's last game.
Nope. Good one, though. I loved it when they played Green Day. He went out by himself the
Time
first
of your
base.
Life.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And, of course, that was the year before they made the playoffs. But no.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. There's too many good ones. I'm sorry.
Gary in Milan. Best moments in Comerica Park history.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think it was a Sunday afternoon game against the Yankees. Rieger, you're going to like this one. They spoiled Roger Clemens' bid for his 300th win.
That's not a top 10 moment, though, is it?
No. No. I mean, that was like a 19-inning game, too. Yeah, Clemens was going for 300.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're missing how many? Three?
You're missing number 10, and you're missing two. I'm sorry, four, and you're missing three. Three, four, and 10.
So we have three left. We got a name.
Yeah.
Jason and Monroe, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, so 2011, Austin Jackson against the Cleveland Indians, game three of the series, I believe it's late August. He makes the catch in the outfield for out number two and throws the guy out at home to win the game and
beat
the Indians and all but secure the division.
Amazing. Not on my list, though. Sensational. Not on my list, though.
Bummer.
Yes, thank you, Jason. I mean, guys, no offense. No offense. This is borderline pathetic.
Yeah, stop overthinking this. There's some big moments people haven't named. I'm not trying to cut in line and finish this. I want to hear from people.
Come on.
But there's a couple that...
I'm getting frustrated.
I mean, do you want me to just name one right here before we get to the last few calls?
No. Greg is saying no.
Greg is saying give the people a chance. Believe in Ryan and Windsor. Ryan, you're on 97.1.
Come on, Ryan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
So I have, which I thought was number one, and a quick... JV story to follow up after. It's the no-hitter against the Brewers.
Yes. Do you know the date?
I don't, but I was at the game, and it was a midweek game.
Yeah, June 12th, 2007. JV, 12 strikeouts, 112 pitches, 9 innings. Billy Hall got 3 of his 4 walks. 33,555 in attendance. It's number 4. Nicely done.
I had tears in my eyes, but... I think it was 2 years later we went on a road trip to see them in to play the Rays in probably the worst baseball stadium I've ever been to. And we happened to be staying at the same hotel as the team. And after a day game where I think JV pitched and they won like 2-1, we happened to be like in the bar. The team was there. And I was, this is kind of a funny story, but I was in the bathroom standing at a urinal. And next to me is Justin Verlander. And I looked at him and I said, you know, holy cow. And I washed my hands. I said, hey, I just want to say I was at your no-hitter, and that was the best sports experience of my life. And he looked at me and said, yeah, sure. 60,000 people said they're at that. And I was like, holy cow. And then we went up and sat with the people I was with, and he walked by again. And I said, hey, Justin, I just want to introduce you to my friends. And he said, hi. And then looked at me and said, anything else? And I was like,
sounds like Justin.
I didn't ask him for it.
Should have said, say hi to Kate for me.
A picture. I didn't ask him for an autograph. I was like, what a jerk.
Damn. Sorry about that.
I've heard that about JV.
They say, don't meet your heroes.
That's right.
All right. That was the one I was going to say. So I'm happy we got to the people. We got two more. We got a name.
We got two more. Come on.
Sean in Clawson. You're on 97.1, Sean.
Hey, so mine is Max Scherzer coming out of the bullpen against the A's in the playoffs.
I had that one.
Number three, October 8th, 2013, Scherzer got himself into a bases-loaded jam, got himself out of a bases-loaded jam. But, Sean, the greatest part of that game was Johnny Peralta playing the outfield, hit a three-run jack. No Tiger fan wanted that guy back after he got busted for steroids. He came back and won that game, and then JV got to face Sonny Gray in Game 5 in Oakland. That I have at number 3. It was one of the greatest games I've ever been at in my life. Loudest I've ever heard Comerica.
All right, we got to get one more.
One more. And this one's obvious.
It's obvious?
Yeah, you want a hint?
Yes.
I mean, it's not too long ago.
Playoff game or not?
No.
Okay. Regular season game, recently. Nick and Flint. Nick, you're on 97.1. Finish it out.
You said it was recent?
Yeah.
Yeah, my thought was going back, and I'm not sure if anyone had said this already, but Verlander versus Pirates, there's a no-hitter into the ninth inning.
Oh, yeah, on a Friday night.
That's a really good one.
No, it's not.
Was it what, Josh Harris?
Yeah, Josh Harrison broke it up.
He broke it up.
Turned out to be a Tiger.
That was that one, and then I had another one at the top of my mind while I was sitting on hold there. I think Hannibal Sanchez had a 20-strikeout game.
I think it was 17.
Early 2012 or 13.
Yeah, it's the Tiger record, whatever it was. Not on the list, though.
Not on the list.
I had, on my list, it's not recent. Dimitri Young's 3-homer day.
Oh, the hook. On opening day.
Opening day. There's a snow globe opening day with Miggy. Not that it should be top 10, but should be mentioned.
I had Juan Gonzalez hitting his first home run ever at Comerica Park. Did not make the list.
Thank you. By the way, you'd put nothing to do with the Young family. They don't like you.
They don't like me?
Yeah, remember? New York.
What happened there?
Nothing. Just let it breathe and be where it is.
Okay.
It's last year. Friday night. What, roughly September 29th or 7th?
The Gritty Tigers!
That
the
was awesome.
Tigers.
Back to the playoffs.
Yeah, Tigers
celebration.
That's right. Yes.
There was a buzz in the air in downtown.
0.002% chance to make the playoffs, and they complete the unthinkable. And of course, the Twinkies folded in the moment as well. So there you go. You guys nailed all 10 of them. Nicely done.
It was efficiently done. And I say nobody is more qualified to present the list than the man who was at all of the... I mean, I disagree with number one, but I think he did a damn good job.
Oh, thank you. You disagree, number one.
I would have flipped one and two.
No, right? No.
To me, Mags was the number one.
But you knew they were going to win. That Yankees series was still in question.
Okay.
And to beat the Yankees...
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
But the World Series...
The Yankees.
The first World Series they'd been to in my life.
First ever playoff series win at Comerica Park. And again, Kenny Rogers and unbelievable. The cops and the alcohol.
Rieger, I get it.